cheeks. Booty, booty, butt cheeks. Booty, booty, butt cheeks. Tron.
How come we can't just start off nice like, hello, this is Rob Cash? And you usually start out with something ignorant. You know that, right?
Yes. Angry Birds.
Do you have that?
No, that's why all them fun ass, huh?
Oh, you're talking about those birds?
It's going to be some Angry Birds after Sunday, too.
No, it's not.
You know why?
Why?
It's a premonition, brother. When you're right to conspiracy radio, brother. God. See, the thing is, if you start doing some analytical thinking, you never heard of that, have you?
No, new word.
Do some analytical thinking. The birds, the 2,000 birds, you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
They fell in Arkansas, right?
Right.
Take off the A-R. R. Kansas. Or Kansas. Brother, you feeling me? You smell what I'm cooking? And where are the ravens?
Why don't you just have to use the rock reference to?
Brother, you don't understand the significance of that. Rock played with Ray Lewis, brother, at University of Miami.
And so, let me sum this up.
Now, I've got some more summing to do, brother.
Oh, God.
Notice the number of birds that fell and died. 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
When did the Ravens win the Super Bowl?
I'm mad this is actually coming together quite well.
And the other piece of this, brother, is the fact that it's in Kansas. They're going against the Chiefs. They're going to scalp them birds, dog. Sunday. Bloody Sunday.
How long did it take you to come up with this?
Seconds.
Just seconds, that's it.
I'm kind of going at this. You look at dirt, my cluster.
I'm so mad that came together. I thought you were just going,
That's how fast my mind works sometimes.
Wow.
That's really good. But dude, apocalypse is coming.
Is it?
Dude, it's been fish, crabs, birds, and none in the same areas. It was a bunch of doves that just died. They just reported.
Some birds and died in Sweden too, right?
Yeah. And a bunch of white doves in Italy. 400 white doves.
What the hell?
Exactly. The world's coming to an end. You know, fucking think that shit's a joke. 2012 might be right. It's each month. It's just gonna be something different that dies. Birds and fish.
Nah, the world might end, but I'm gonna still be alive.
December's gonna be everyone except for me, because I am the wild last man.
No, you're not.
It's gonna be a lot of fabbing. I'm telling you that much right now.
We all know if it was a Wild the Last Man movie, it would be a lot of that.
They're gonna be Fappanese, yeah.
What is Fappanese?
It's a Rob's word of the day. They're gonna fap so much.
So wait. Mm-hmm. We have a Rob's word of the day now?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Continue.
They're gonna fap so much that they're gonna dishonor themselves and their family. Fappanese. And for those who don't know who a fap is, you need to learn your geek slang. Elaborate to them what fap means.
How come I gotta do it?
Because you're an old hand at that.
I hate you.
That's good. The mind is working really fast today, isn't it?
So bad.
Please elaborate.
Imagine the sound of a guy bothering himself.
Waxing the current?
Okay, whatever you want to say.
Yes.
Waxing the current.
Twisting the Blistat cap.
Why do you say these things?
That's what it is. It's Blistat cap.
So the sound it makes, does it really make that sound?
Actually,
like you don't know.
It's funny, I actually used that microphone one time when I was recording, and
recording what?
Fapping. And
wow.
It doesn't.
We are no longer friends.
It makes more of a beatbox sound, actually.
What?
It sounds like I'm having sex with like Radio Rakim and shit. Literally. Minus the gay, by the way.
Wow.
I couldn't even say no homo because it was too late. It had the 5-second rule. the no homo should have like a 5-second rule. Fuck.
Is no homo dead?
It ain't dead. It's still dumb niggas saying it. That's why I'm still saying it, because I think it, like, I noticed over the last few episodes I've used it, but for the most part I don't even use that term. I just use it because it turns into nigga talk radio. Yes, son. Let's see what else I have here. Speaking of fapping or fap related stuff,
mm-hmm.
It's rumored that there are some drawers, some underwear, you know, get your Hanes, your jockey.
Right.
Some people wear polo underwear, polo drawers, polo t-shirt, polo drawers. It's way too much. Your underclothes budget is $100 and shit. But Andrew Christian, designer, is making an underwear which has a pre-sewn in bold that gives you an extra 2 inches in your yam bag region. Makes you look more awesome there.
That's what's hot right now?
Yeah, that's what's hot in the streets right now.
To make it look like you got a...
sewn in dick meat. Yeah.
Just like females that wear them push-up bras.
I was thinking more booty pop, though.
That's the worst.
Did you see the one that was like Spanish?
That's, no.
They said it gives you that Latin flair. It's like Brazilian secret.
Is that racist?
I was offended.
Latin Spanish. How could you be offended?
No, but I get offended about just generally racist. I was like, why are you making this? What? I was like, Brazilian chicks do have nice asses.
They have nice skin color.
Yeah, they do. I'd take a Brazilian chick over a black chick any day.
I'm sorry, my black females. I would too.
Sorry.
I would.
It's hot out there.
It's hot out there.
I saw a chick that had a tattoo on her back and shit near her ass. That hoe's gotta eat too. And I was like, ugh. I ain't eating that.
I don't even want a tattoo, man.
You might as well get one. You need to stop being such a fucking prude, son.
I'm a prude, though.
You are.
Nah, man.
I mean, you've done some things I haven't done. You've
gone to a whitewater rafting.
Yeah, you don't smoke no weed, though, son. You got a natural high of simplicity.
That's right. White tee and chucks.
You're not wearing neither. Well, you're wearing the chucks. No?
You're wearing the chucks today. I'm wearing them.
Chucks look like they died, too.
They are dead. That's how you supposed to wear them nowadays.
With the tongue out, too? I know what that means.
What does it mean, Rob?
That's slang in the hood for the gays.
Here we go.
But you're not wearing a white tee right now. You look like a sailor.
I look like a shipwreck.
You do look like a shipwreck. Where's your hat? Where's your hat and your parrot?
That's the gay's character.
Dude, he died in the, what's the name? The G.I. Joe Renegades? They killed that motherfucker at the beginning. Like, Storm Shadow killed him.
I was watching G.I. Joe, the old one day.
That's a good cartoon. That's when
Shipwreck looked really gay, right?
He looked like he was a village person. And everyone looked like a village person.
And he was like, the guy was like, I'm going to lay you down. And he was like, no, I'll lay you down. And he punched him, and I was like, that was so gay.
And he fell on top of him. Like, nah, nah. That sounded more like a fap sound, didn't it?
That was the gayest thing I ever seen in my life, in my cartoon child life.
Dude, Roblox was kind of a gay character, too, think about it. He had a little bit too much rhyming going on. It was either Roblox and Heavy Duty were cousins, too. I was like, why the only two black guys gotta be related? I bet you Doc's that uncle, isn't he? Got offended by G.I. Joe.
It's like...
You're Doc!
Not really.
I'm Roblox, lately.
You okay?
So who Rudy would be? Rudy couldn't be Heavy Duty.
He could be Shipwreck for all I care.
This is true.
Be Shipwreck.
My father would be Dookie. Well, be Duke because we call him Dookie.
Your father could be Shipwreck too.
Fuck you. Actually, he was frontline in the army. It's just, it's more like, who's going to get killed? Like, who's going to do the wet work? Not old Heavy Duty. You and Shipwreck can take care of that. Wagons out. that's bad, actually. You want to hear something that's even worse?
Can it get worse?
Yeah, it can. You know when you turn a certain age, just naturally, because you have, once you get older, you certain things you have to deal with, your body's more prone and susceptible to.
Right.
Cancer is one. Colon cancer is one of the, it kills people. Yeah. Like didn't Farrah Fawcett die of, like, rectal cancer, like anal cancer, colon cancer, something like that?
Yeah.
What about someone who's getting a colonoscopy, right?
Right.
And they have a cockroach living in their rectum. Just kind of chilling.
Damn, bro. I knew you were dirty, but damn, cockroaches.
Yo, you don't want a roach in your asshole. Yo. I don't know what to tell you.
Nah.
Like, how you feel violated. You know, like something lived in there. It's not like you got fucked. Something lived in there.
The roach should be like, man, damn, man, let me out of here. Like,
he turned into a dung beetle.
Because that's dirty. That's a dirty place.
They're not even a roach anymore, because roaches are considered what, scavengers?
Yeah, I think so.
That's like...
ain't no scavenging in
that's
there.
Not even, that's not a scavenger. That's like... what is it called? When the one lives, but just like it's your partner now, right?
It's a parasite.
Yeah, it's a parasite. Yeah. You change your species,
like,
classification.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
You know what? Speaking of symbiotes, I want to get the Eddie Brock version, right? So I can stick my tongue out and just walk up to chicks like, yeah! You kind of just lick the tongue out and shit.
Not the Carnage version?
No, not the college version.
That
bitch is too murderous. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat that and then I'm going to kill you. The Venom's like, nah, I just want to just someone suck your brain through your vagina. That was one. Because Venom ate brains.
Why do you want to do this?
Because of the tongue. The tongue draws them in. Have your way with them and then you pull their brains out.
Why don't you just clone Gene Simmons with your own DNA?
You have a better chance of me cloning Rosario Dawson. I'm sorry. Kind of. went off to the side. But if you had to have that parasite relationship, like, and like you just had to have it, what would it be? Because you know, do you remember that little bug that's in like Brazil? It was a fish or something. It's a parasite. I know that much. That if you piss, it swims up your stream into your yang.
I don't want that.
No, who a man would? I would take the roach.
You take the roach.
I take the roach. Like, you know what? One or the other.
Like, still, Lisa, you can't feel that crawling up in there, man.
I'd rather not feel it crawling up in the front.
No, I'm saying, oh, yeah.
It's like, what's the lesser two evils here?
Like, he can't be like, one day he's sleeping like, oh, man, my ass. You know, like, you can't feel
that. Yeah, just imagine, like, having IBS with that.
Oh, man.
You're like, oh, it moved.
What if the thing lay eggs?
Well, it was a male, luckily.
Oh, God.
Why do they know all of that about that ass roach?
That's what it's called. That's a species.
That's what we call it, an ass roach. Ass roach.
It's so bad.
Just imagine you live in a project. It's like, man, these roaches just keep coming after my ass. I feel like I'm in jail. Say it right.
It's like, you and roaches become friends.
It's like, okay, you stay out of my cereal. Right, exactly. I'll stay out of that little corner you go in all the time.
Because I used to live on Chase Street.
I used to live in Lafayette, nigga.
I used to live on Chase Street and Latrobe. So
Latrobe was the shit. Had low rises. So niggas high rise, appreciate that low rise. Like, hey, I was on 7th floor, man. You was on the ground.
So I mean, we used to go in my grandmother's kitchen. Once the lights are out, right?
It looked like ninjas out there and shit.
So you flip the lights on and you see all roaches scattered on the floor.
You know the funny thing about roaches? It's like two clans. You get the black ones, you get the black brown ones. It's like East LA.
Like those, oh wow.
Oh, that was great.
I want to go to LA one day.
I'm so racist. God damn, I'm racist. All right, you know what? What's illegal now? It's a misdemeanor in California. So it's a nice segue. I set it up.
Video games.
Nope. It's illegal to impersonate someone online.
It's
illegal to impersonate someone online. So like once, you know, like right now, for instance, let's say if you got on there online and said I'm Rob Lee, and we were in California, you can literally be sued. It includes anything that has to do with Twitter, Facebook.
So, did they do this stuff for, like, cyberbullying? Like, that's why they did it for cyberbullying?
That and, like, companies, like, CEO, like, I think Steve Jobs made a big stink about this recently. Like, someone was, like, fake Steve Jobs. Really? And basically, according to Senate Bill 1411, it's now legal to knowingly or without consent credibly impersonate another actual person through or on an internet website for purposes of harming, intimidating, threatening, or defrauding another person.
So, the fake Darth Vader on Twitter. Maybe arrested.
Fictional. But what's the name? Will rape you, though. Lucas will rape you. Because he felt like you've raped him.
Too much Lucas, man. I lost so much respect for him.
You're going to lose some more respect soon.
Oh, God. You have a story on George Lucas?
Well, it's Lucas related. The law would apply. It's a misdemeanor, but it can be punishable to up to 1 year in prison.
How can you go to prison and be like,
for a tweet? You go to prison for a tweet, son.
What you went for, dog?
I was acting like Steve Jobs.
You know, going hard on the computer, you know what I'm saying?
Going hard in the paint.
You know? Texting and stuff.
You know, they had a poll on, I was like ESPN or something. No, it was XXL. It's like, Waka Flocka, who's your favorite rapper? I mean, your favorite basketball player? And I was just like, please don't say LeBron James. Please don't say LeBron. He's like, LeBron James, son, because he go hard in the paint. I was like, you know
did
what?
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did. I was like, shoot me in the face, please.
That's just as bad as him saying, yeah, I want to go to school for geometry.
You know what? It was another thing he said. Because you know, his mother's actually a record like executive. That's why he has his deal.
Apparently. Did you hear his mother, the way she talks? She sounds just ignorant as him.
But one of the things he said, he was like, what's the biggest rumor you heard this year? That I'm not as smart and intelligent. And I was just like, we need to redefine what rumor means then, if that's what a rumor is at this point, because I think our definitions are off here. Waka,
this guy does not sound intelligent at all.
Boom, Waka Flocka.
He could be fooling us. He could be really intelligent. He could be.
Yeah, he could be the same person that wrote I Whip My Hand like Soulja Boy did too.
Soulja Boy wrote that?
Nah, dude, he was going on radio station saying he did though.
Why would he do that?
Who knows? Maybe to get extra writing job, because all of his shit sounds very, you know, sophomoric and childish. But why did the real writer get on like, no, nigga, no, you didn't? He's like, nah, son. You!
I wouldn't even claim that song.
you were claiming in the sense that you make money, more money from songwriting, yeah, though.
That's true. I would claim.
Yeah.
But the 9-year-old sang it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. How? Everything's pedophilish, isn't it?
It is, man.
Because they're all your height, and you're like, everything. Why am I not their age? And you wave your fist in the air like an old man.
Shut up, man.
And more Jackass-related news. You know it's illegal to read somebody else's email now?
What?
Like, it was a dude that just got, like, sentenced. He was reading his wife's email, and she was cheating on him. He was reading it specifically because he knew something was fishy. And he found out that trout was fucking being caught by another fisherman. So she sued him for reading her email after he found out what the fuck was going on. Yeah, he's in jail.
That's just like the guy who shot the robber, the robbery person.
And did not shoot the deputy?
The guy who shot the person robbed his house or whatever, and the guy who got shot pressed charges and won. How's that possible that you can break into my house?
Dude, we're so stupid here, because like, how long has the email been around? It's been around for a minute.
Yeah,
we gotta have some laws on that. I understand, you know, reading someone else's mail is wrong, but let's say you get on my computer and you're like, you know, Tron.com and shit, and you going into your website and you happen not to close it out and I get on it afterwards.
Yeah, that's not, come on. See, if he broke in or something, like he was some cyberwiz or something.
Yeah, but if they live in a common place, they live in the same house and use the same computer, quite naturally is a possibility of him getting there. And the fact is, bitch was sly, bitch was cheating. We're forgetting that part.
The court system gave her a win.
I have no idea. But dude, they're making it, like, you know that, what's name, had a law last year, right? I think this is why Fantasia was considering suicide before her album came out, which was always smart. You know they had that law in, what, North Carolina, that if you do some adultery, the person that you did it with, let's say, you know, her situation, she was with a married man or whatever, right? The wife could sue her.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with some of these laws are just, like, asinine. It's like, I would just kind of leave that alone until a little bit. Like, no, let them just handle it out with, like, batons and shit.
The lawmakers aren't the motherfuckers who know about this stuff, though.
No.
The lawmakers are old dudes.
Like, hear you, Ebenezer, what do you have to say? Jasper,
I hate the lawmakers. And then, the thing is, if I try to become a lawmaker, I'm going to be old as shit later on, too.
Yeah, Thurgood Marshall.
Of course, name the black justice.
Well, yeah. I'd be Scalia.
Who?
I don't know. Sotomayor, maybe? That's a woman, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So you want to be a woman?
Yes, I do. Secretly.
You want to be a Spanish woman?
Secretly, I do, yes. Yes.
You want your Spanish stuff, man.
Yeah, I've got
to. Give me some time.
I turned to a transsexual somehow.
Werewolf? You see, for a moment, you turn into a woman? Is that
I'm a were-man. But, oh no. It's like my boobs got a bit smaller, and then I go vagina. No more fapping for me.
And facial hair stays.
Yeah, because I'm Spanish. I'm so fucking racist.
Yes,
oh,
you
God.
Are. Yes, you are.
But just a mustache, though. You know, someone don't lie. I should have very well. What was that chick's name? Like, LaWanda Page that was on, what's the name? What was it? Sanford and Son?
I think.
It's like, you know, but a fisheye fool. She had a mustache, son.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
So black people get it too.
I had a teacher named Miss Hill, a computer lab teacher.
Was it like George Hill?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh. If he was darker, George Hill, yes. Yes.
What? George Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
From the Spurs? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she had the thickest mustache I've ever seen in my life.
She had that Raleigh fingers. She was cultivated.
It was so thick on the sides, though, like... Where the ends of the lip began.
Where Ron Burgundy at? You mean Miss Hill? No, I mean Ron Burgundy.
And then my mother was friends with her. Like, my mother used to come to the school all the time.
Oh, pops up like...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Torn, where's your teacher? Right there. That's a man. You just looking at the mustache, ain't you? Yep.
Mm. I used to have a teacher named named Mr. Blair, too. He had a old Charlestown mustache. Not Charlestown, but the top hat mustache, like Mr. Monopoly.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Black dude. Tall black dude.
That's small, isn't it?
No, the Mr. Monopoly mustache, or the Pringles man, one of them.
Oh, she had like the Barber Quartet mustache.
Yes.
Oh. It's like you got a base and you got a little spiral thing in the background, and everyone's wearing a red vest and a white shirt. And what's the little Ultimate Warrior like armbands they're all wearing?
They going, what?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
It's like they all had someone who died or whatever, and it's like, let me represent them. Like,
they gotta have the tassels too.
They gotta have the tassels, it's only right. And they wear spats too. Yes. Here's the Lucas related shit. What do you think is worse? An Avatar themed wedding, Avatar the Jim Cameron movie, of course, where your chick is it's in China, of course.
Right.
So this is in down your warehouse.
I just agree with you when you say, of course, like Chinese are the only people who could do Avatar costumes.
No.
They're probably made in China anyway.
They're weird people. They all look like monkeys when you get older. They have that, right? But the men who marry the women are dressed normally. The men who marry them are dressed like Navi, like soldiers. Yeah, with like loincloth and blue paint and fangs and everything.
So the women are the Navi.
The women are dressed normally. The men are dressed like Navi.
That's gay.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the opposite.
Yeah.
If I had a wedding and I had
I'm wearing a formal suit. I was like, you the hell, yeah,
you know. My woman would have to wear the Avatar outfit. She had to be skinny. She can't be fat.
So you're borderline sci-fi misogynist now.
I guess.
You don't see no fat Navis. You kind of got a point. Come on. That's a lot of blue paint. That's a big ass Smurf.
They're no fat. They would kick him out the tribe.
Damn it. Who? Like the fucking Spartans. Dude, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Who's the chick that had the blue, that turned into a big blueberry in the movie and shit? That's what she would look like. She was fat. What was her name? Like Veruca Salt or something?
No, Veruca Salt was the one who went to. That was.
Why do I still remember that movie?
Because it was awesome. That was a classic.
Good day, sir.
It was a classic, was it not? Willy Wonka. Gene Wilder, the classic.
Dude, I need to cut that up. That whole shit, because he talked so fast and was so well spoken. He's like, good day, sir. I was like, I'm sound like fighting words. Gotta hit a motherfucker on some shit like that. Okay, the other side of it is, the other side of that coin, that worst coin. Or Star Wars droid fetishism.
Please tell me you're joking.
No. Like fucking CP3O. Or a poster of CP3O. Like putting a hole in there and kind of.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life. Or one of them. They do know. Like, the C3PO is a dude, right?
Yeah, you can use R2-D2 as a fleshlight.
And you've researched this.
Yeah, I did research that, actually. Yeah. It is a fetish.
I'd rather have an Avatar wedding.
He says a vagina. He says a vagina. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're the one dressed. You're the one dressed gay.
That is kind of messed up.
But I mean, you're not
if
fucking.
If you had a themed wedding, would you want to have a themed wedding?
If I had a themed wedding, it had to be wrestling. Wrestling related.
Wrestling?
Yeah, that'd be my excuse to come in there like either King Kong Bundy or Kamala. I would go with Kamala because I'm black.
Didn't they already had like a Dragon Ball Z wedding?
Ooh.
They had to already ready.
Lift that tail, baby. Kamehameha. All over your face.
I saw in Japan. In Japan, they had a Gundam wedding. They got married in front of that huge Gundam in Japan. And they had the suits from the Gundam movie. Like, the officer's costumes.
Avatar thing wedding? Like the last Airbender Avatar? Like the cartoon, not the turbo
wedding? I can buy that.
I get behind that, yeah. I want to have a Sailor Moon theme wedding.
That's gay.
No.
You want to be a tuxedo mask.
Well, yeah, I kind of did.
I knew it.
But just the fact that I have all these different bitches in one circle, like, okay, which one of you am I going to fuck today? It's the one named Sailor.
So you
want to
be
Moon.
A salty prince.
I do want to be a salty prince, yeah. Because I'm surly and salty. And I get to wear a tuxedo mask.
Did you see, like, the salty princes? They were, like, in the club, and, like, how they throw, they rain, make it rain on the poles? Did you see that? Did you see it?
Okay, Fat Joe.
I'm just saying, like, their faces look so uninterested with their got huge stacks of money. Just here you go.
You know what he looks like? John Starks. You remember John Starks never showed any emotion when he was playing?
Yeah,
it's the same way. But it's like,
because you know, me and Zach were looking, was watching the
video.
Of
course, you and Zach were looking because he's thinking about what his next rap video is going to be, right?
But
it's like, you're torn. This should be named "Make It Rain on These Hoes."
But these girls,
I'm gonna flock these hoes. Sorry.
You figure like, oh man, these girls, you know, they look good, whatever. And he's going to get excited, but no, he had the least excited face you would see on.
See,
the
thing is, what's that nationality again? Please say the nationality. Again.
Saudi Arabia.
All right, so they kind of fall in that same circle. So you couldn't really notice whether he was excited or not anywhere else other than his face, because he's not a Moreno like blacks are. I'm very cautious about those because they're kind of close to the Middle East, and I don't want like an audio bomb to hit Robcast. And
you shouldn't talk about bombs, man, because two bombs just blew up.
Boom.
In Maryland, somewhere.
Well, you know, it wasn't here, so fuck it. I don't know, though. Fuck them.
You know, you have to be emotional about bombs, man, and terrorism. You have to these days.
Nigga, we had no terrorism since when?
You have to. It's a law.
The only bomb I'm concerned about is when my nephew takes a shit. No, only bomb I'm concerned about is when you have an African coming over here and they're like, I come from rich home, rich family, and then I'm going to shoe bomb it. He was underwear bombing the plane, wasn't he?
And he was the worst terrorist ever.
It's like, yo, you ain't in this shit for real. You ain't cripping for real.
It didn't even work.
That's what you need to start saying. You need to start saying shit like that. Start saying, remember we were talking about last time I wanted to start trouble with people? I was some gangster shit. Like, yo, you ain't cripping for real. What, you a real crip, y'all?
What's in your 40, cuz? I don't know. That's just
what you, got on my 40, cuz? What up, blood? Like, what? For a while, people thought I was a gang affiliated and shit, because I used to, like, declare everyone when I was in college. It's cuz. And then, why you keep calling me cuz? Like, what's up, cuz?
People in high school thought I was a crip.
You are a crip.
Why is that?
You got...
Okay, because it's jokes.
Okay. And they ain't red either. Okay. You the porch monkey cuz. The North so Avenue bad. Porch Monkey Clip.
The North African.
I got a name somewhere in Baltimore that people know. I'm from New York Road, Bamas.
New York Road, Bamas.
We don't do shit. We just go right back in the house. All right, them niggas outside.
I wish gangs were like that.
That would be great.
They just like, bang from their porch.
Say, all right, man, I'm going to see that nigga later. I'm going to put hands on him if he come to my porch. No, don't. How gay is that sound with someone? I'm going to put hands on him. Like,
they got... The thing is, this other gay shit that they say, like, I'm gonna drink his milk.
Like,
you think that's a
like,
real term?
Like, that's the bad milk, right?
That's a real term in gang talk. I'm gonna drink his milk. That's the gayest thing. Nobody in the gang said,
Like, you know, wipe it off your face first, or?
Can I just say, can I
rob that nigga?
Spoil the milk or something? I don't know.
That sounds bad to anything that says.
This is bad.
Because it's like, whenever you put his on there, it's like, I'm spoiling milk, son. Like, okay, that's all right. I'm going to drink that milk, son. That's all right. But when you put that his there, it automatically puts up the two ones. You put the two ones up on that one. It's like, that's a universal pause sign and shit. Speaking of shit that should stop, should cease. What do you think Chinese women are doing to try to improve their chances at employment? Being that their employment rate is at apparently 22% in China. Well, they do have a huge population there. But it's at 22%.
Damn.
Ain't enough jobs. Ain't enough land. People living on top of each other.
College students still living in, like, small buildings.
That's why women are, like, volunteering to be the dead people that they put the sushi on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Well, what do you think they're doing to increase their chances?
Let me guess. It's not anything simple, right?
No.
It's not like trying to boost up your bra size for your boss so you can get hired.
Actually, what they're doing probably is going to decrease the size of their boobs.
What is it?
They're eating, what is this, roundworm eggs to help them lose weight for job interviews.
So you telling me they're eating parasites?
Yeah, the eggs hatch in their stomach, allowing them to shed pounds without exercising or dieting. It's extremely dangerous and not recommended.
Why would you do that?
Because the gongs, they put a really big emphasis on if you're thin, you're good. If you're fat, you have money and you're not Asian.
You do know, like, that's bad.
Right. Yes, it is.
I mean, like, it's parasites, and they lay eggs.
You know what I say?
That it can move through your bloodstream to your brain, and you can die.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that what happens. Sounds pretty accurate. Won't they do that slanty martial art that you guys do? That's just
so racist.
Just not good.
You know, you just had like a
it's conundrum of racism.
You said gong first of all.
Yeah, I did.
Then you said slanting martial arts. That's the
I'm thinking of martial arts like going to like kind of like an Inception kind of angle. Like they're fighting as the building turns and shit.
It doesn't even help that you said slammy martial arts. That's so racist.
You know what I would do though? I would hire some of these women. You know why?
Why?
Because I got a worm for them.
Why, I shouldn't even entertain that question. I shouldn't even entertain that question. I knew you were going to say that.
Because it's going to, you know, it's going to take a couple of them because they're all small people to take care of the worm. It's like that.
And now you're getting on that stature.
No, I'm just
saying.
You said
they're small people.
Well, they said they're losing weight. They become smaller.
You talking about how short they are?
No, I'm talking about the fact they have smaller hands. The smaller feet doesn't have to do with your height all the time.
So Shaq had...
Well, Shaq's a man, sir. Shaq's a man.
I'm just saying.
And this worm I'm referencing is my... So, Shaq's not in this equation. Big Shamrock.
You want Shaq in your equation, don't you?
You're talking like you're a gang member again, aren't you?
You want to drink his milk?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No, I said you.
You want to be part of the Boston Pops, don't you?
Hell no.
You fig.
No.
You fig, Newton.
It was disgusting.
They nasty shit, dude.
It was disgusting.
It's like, you kind of dig the pastry a little bit on the outside, then you take it away like, this is not what I thought it was.
I hate to say it, and I never...
The apple one's all right, though.
I try to say things like, that's a white people snack.
That's old people snack.
My grandmother doesn't eat fig.
My father loved them. And this is when he was younger.
What?
I'm like, yo, that looks good. He's like, yeah, try some. I'm like, no. But these are prunes. These are prunes in a cake. You deceived me.
When I was younger.
I ate these stewed blueberries when I was younger.
At least it wasn't prunes.
Yeah, but it was, if you don't eat this, you're not going to get your tasty cake. And I missed out on a lot of tasty cakes, dog.
That is a fat person trick.
Yeah, well, that was a good tasty.
That's a fat person trick.
It is. Like, you want to eat these stewed. Like, I don't want those. I ain't getting no.
Were they bad? Did it taste bad?
Dude, it was. Yeah, blueberries are nasty as shit.
Honey, I never had blueberries.
Like, separately? Like, if you ate blueberries, like, just berries, like. Okay, would you eat, let's just say, pie filling without the crust? It's kind of like that. You don't really
peaches.
Want that.
Peach pie? You eat peach pie?
Without the crust?
Yeah.
No.
Don't you eat peaches?
It's not the same. Think about how thick that glaze is, dude.
What is that?
That shit was burned. If it was the same, it would burn.
What about peach cobbler?
Peach cobbler is awesome. But again, it's different. Pie filling is different.
Okay, I give you that.
Because it's nice. It's literally the blueberries boiled down almost like how when you make real cranberry sauce.
Which you like good. Cranberries?
I do like cranberry sauce out of the can, but when someone makes it, like, they just stew it and just let it melt. No.
It doesn't taste the same.
That's my point.
Not gonna lie.
It doesn't have those preservatives and the awesomeness that goes with it. It's not gourmet, so it's not good.
Okay. I buy that.
Thank you. And I threw my Spanish in there. This guy is terrible, and he's from Pittsburgh, which makes him even worse. You know how much you love Pittsburgh?
No, I don't.
Let's see, where's his name at? 37-year-old James Harrison of...
What?
No. 37-year-old Jody Lynn Bennett was arraigned on charges including theft, abuse of a corpse, and intentional desecration of a venerated object. What did you think he did?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Every time somebody says James Harrison...
You get the douche chills, don't you?
No. Like when he ran that, you know, the pick back or the fumble, whatever it was, in the Super Bowl... After he was done running the back, he was on the sideline with the oxygen, like, oh Lord. Oh God. I shouldn't have ran that back 117 million miles.
Oh, I hate him so much.
I did. But you said this dude stole something.
Yeah, what do you think he did? It includes theft, abuse of a corpse, intentional desecration of a venerated object.
I'm thinking it involves the graveyard.
Police arrested a Pennsylvania man, that would be Mr. Bennett, who stole 2 handheld game systems and 3 games from the casket of a teen who was killed on Christmas Day via an SUV crash. Bennett grabbed a Game Boy, a Game Boy Light, and 3 games from the casket of 17-year-old Bradley McCombs.
How did he know this dude had a Game Boy?
What kind of pedophilic...
Not not even pedophilia. How did he know the guy?
Seriously, dude, how many 37-year-olds you hung around when you were 17 that ain't related to you?
I ain't around one now.
When you were 17, though. It's like, what do y'all have in common?
I've never.
That's my thing. Yeah. You're like, my mom, nope. Like, not quite 37. It's like, old enough to meet maybe a cousin or an uncle, but it's like, what y'all got in common right now? What y'all got in common? I don't know.
That's just
so creepy.
Did he know the kid, though?
They didn't say. All they said is they got a quote from his mom.
Come on. He had to know the kid to know what he had on him.
He kind of looked alike. They put the Game Boy in there. He's like, I usually just go to funerals. It's like, what?
Nobody wants to go to funerals.
Dude, no. It was something I was watching. There was a guy, he just went to funerals. He's like going to funerals.
What?
Yeah, he's like going to funerals. Then, you know, like wedding crashing and shit. No bullshit.
That is not wedding crashing. What?
Well, almost like it. Then you try to pick up people who are like, oh, he's leaning on my shoulder.
Does that work?
My shoulders and my pants.
That works? Did it work for him?
It worked a few times, but not very. Now you have like 3-point percentage, and they say if you're shooting in the high 30s, you're pretty good. Yeah. He's shooting in the 20s.
That's
not bad.
That's still all right.
Yeah, two out of 10. Yeah, for a funeral, because I mean, shit.
I'm pretty sure weddings are higher.
Oh, yeah, but he's banned from weddings.
I would ban him.
Son's mother basically said, my son has a drug problem. And he looks like Peter Griffin. You saw him.
Which adds on to the hilarity of
yes,
the
it does.
Situation.
I got three stories that I'm just going to kind of graze over real quick. And you tell me what they have in common. Let's see. This story is in Mad River. It's a township. I believe this is in Pennsylvania. A complaint about dog feces was what preceded a shootout between two neighbors, leaving one man dead. That's story one. Simple. Mm-hmm. Story two. You can really just want another level, I think. Police were called to Spokane, Washington, home because of a shooting recently of 55-year-old Alan Kentner. And he was arrested for second-degree attempted murder. And when he tried to kill his roommate, shot three shots in the place, in their apartment. After the roommates were sitting there watching TV, they got into a fight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It turned into a kicking contest. They started like kicking at each other, and it turned more serious as the two men began wrestling and were pinned on the floor. Guess what? It was all over. A cat taking a shit in the bathroom on the floor. And lastly, you and your brother will probably have this happen to you. I doubt it, though. Bad blood between two brothers, this is in Florida, resulted in gunfire at a local Pizza Hut. They were at each other's throats over $3. In cash,
really?
Mind you.
Really?
$3 American, too. Do each of those stories have in common?
Somebody got shot? No. What?
Which one?
Animals. Let me guess. Hold up.
That one was just money.
The first two were animals.
Yeah. It's just all stupid. Stupid gunfight. And you know what I say, right? When the shit goes down, okay. Shots gonna be fired. Oh, right. That's a rat shit for ass.
You shot somebody with $3? Were you like, nah, son, I don't wanna give him no tip.
No. The thing is, the brother, he was delivering pizza for him, right? Like, one dude, let's say, you know, you and your brother eventually going to be pizza delivery men anyway. that you're delivering pizza one day, and, you know, Lee Scholar's like, yo, I'll do it for you, Torn. You're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, yo, Torn, I'm going to get that $3 from you, though? Nah, I need to get out of here.
But still, who brings a gun to Pizza Hut if they work there?
Apparently, they said he had the gun on site.
I mean, that must be the most gangster Pizza Hut ever.
It's in Florida.
Most gangster Pizza Hut ever.
And they said they found...
Is it in Little Haiti?
Nah, this is in Poina Sayana. Spanish is there. Dude's name is Christopher Ottolani. He's either Italian or Spanish.
He's Spanish. I can tell my Spanish name.
How dare you? And let's see, here's the other thing. He got out. He got bonded out in jail. But he says he's still going to face serious charges. When the police found him, they found him at his home with an assault rifle, two handguns, and ammunition. That's outside of Opa-locka. It's got to be.
It gotta be.
It's like Opalaka's cousin.
Why do people... Wow.
I mean, when you go in... Like, let's imagine people going in... This took place in the Pizza Hut, right? Just imagine you going, I'm going to get me a large pizza and a pepperoni. What the fuck? They shooting olives at you and shit.
Yeah, you shot your brother.
I don't think he hit him. Nobody was hit. It was just like you had a gunfight in the middle of a Pizza Hut. You dummies.
And then the cat fight one. When they... Not cat fight.
It might as well have been a cat fight. They were kicking each other and wrestling like two bitches.
How'd you kick... A kicking contest?
He's like the cat made in the bathroom.
Have a slapping contest.
I mean, the cat wasn't completely wrong. It was a kitten, by the way. And the kitten wasn't completely wrong. It shitted in the bathroom.
I'm sorry. Animals know what they're doing, man. I was at the barbershop.
But it went in the bathroom, right? Though. You gotta give it some credit.
Okay, cool. But I was at the barbershop. And this old guy, he's had to be like 70-something. Or maybe he's old.
Walking to geriatric cuts and shit.
He's walking a dog. And a dog, you know, one of those small bitch-ass dogs. But the dude dropped the leash.
And the dog was like... Leash,
the dog walked away and kept stopping as the dude was coming forward to try
and
to...
And then started... Oh, that's fucked up.
Like, the dog knew, like, oh, here he comes. I'm gonna walk faster.
It's like when you get out the car and shit and someone tries to drive off. Like, I'm waiting for you. Nah, that's right.
Exactly.
Did the dog sound like Chun-Li after she went...
And the dog looked like it was laughing, like, ha-ha-ha, you can't get me. And the old man, he tried to step on the leash to stop the dog. He tried to reach.
Oh, shit, I got to catch it. His top half moving faster than his lower half because he got them bad, like, arch support shoes on.
He walked like the old school Lon Chaney mummies. Like, he walked like one of them.
Holy shit. He walked like Abe Bagoda.
Exactly. I was laughing. Holy shit. I should have helped the man.
Yeah, you should have. You're a terrible person.
I was laughing because it was like...
You're ageist. I'm a racist, you're an ageist. You're like, he's 10 years older than what I should be helping.
I know once he dropped the leash, it was going to be over. I think I wished it to happen. He won't drop that leash. He's going to drop it.
Oh, he's like, dude, I did that once. I did it with my mind one time. I'm going to school, and this guy was trying to run for the bus, and it's like, I don't think he's going to make it. And he just pulled out the wallet. He dropped the wallet. I was like, he got to go back for the wallet. And I was like, up the bus loud.
I had another moment like that. You know Johnny Cash, right?
Well, yeah.
When he died, remember the last song he
heard?
Came out? Yeah.
The Nine Inch Nails cover? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
I was sitting with Zach like, wouldn't that be something? This was his last song.
That's fucked up.
That would be messed up. This is the last song, right? And then the MTV, you know, the little bulletin at the bottom.
Pop.
It said Johnny Cash has now died.
Like Johnny Cash has cashed out. Like, what?
That's fucked up. He probably says it like that.
It didn't hurt, though. Dude, I wish it's fucked up. I kind of wish the same thing. I was sitting there, I was like, when Bob Hope gonna die? I was just thinking that
you killed Bob Hope.
And then Bob Hope died around the same time as Johnny Cash. I was like,
No, but the thing is, when over. I said it, he died exactly like that.
You're the dude from Death Note and shit.
He died the exact moment.
You thought it, and then like a Japanese character was above his head. He's like, the hell is this? And it was over. He's like, June?
Zach turned around like, nigga, you killed Johnny Cash.
He's like, you killed the man in black.
I didn't. I like that song.
He said something along the lines like, well, he's going to be buried in what he's wearing, so it doesn't matter. That's fucked up.
We killed Johnny Cash.
Yeah, y'all did. Want to hear some typical Asian stuff?
That's kind of typical Asian stuff.
Yeah, this is in Korea.
Which Korea? You know it's two of them.
It is two of them. Actually, it's three.
It's three?
Mm-hmm. Koreatown. It's in the middle.
No, it's not.
Between north and south.
No, it's not.
Seriously, it's a border town.
It's no, like, it's not.
We're with you today. No, not with you tomorrow.
That is not
they sound,
true.
They all sound like Kim Jong-il and Let's move on to...
That's not true.
They said skinny jeans, adult films, and human excrement were among the most wanted items among consumers in North Korea. The Yonhap News Agency reported.
They have a news agency?
Yeah.
From north or south?
This is the north.
So they do have a news agency.
Yeah. Wow. Kim Young-soo.
I don't know why he's smiling right
now. He's got to be a lawyer, doesn't he? He's a political science professor. Oh. He's a lawyer on the side, I'm telling you, because Sue is in his name.
That's so racist.
So Gang, dude. That's the name of the place. Seoul Sungang University. So Gang. You know it's only Yakuza there and shit. Like, Korean Yakuza. Said that the items were selling like hotcakes. Really?
And
poop selling hotcakes?
Poop.
Porn. And skinny jeans.
And skinny jeans.
Minus the shit, that's what niggas buy.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we buy some dirt weed sometimes. It smells like shit, but...
You buy.
I don't buy. I don't buy. I have a guy for that. You know, like, you know how Express? You know how they say you, do you have an app for that? I only deal with agents. I got a Jap for that. With two P's, so it's not racist.
Wow. It is still racist.
No, it's not. I call black people Japs.
That's still racist.
Because they like video games.
And so all black people like video games? That's what you're saying?
If they're smart, yeah.
So you like video games?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. I like video games.
Can't even people on the floor, so that's what matters.
I can't disprove anything.
Yeah, thank you. I use cold logic right there to beat you.
Fuck you.
Kim interviewed several recent defectors from the communist country. They are red. They are a red state. We're a red country.
Right.
Who said the other popular items were TV dramas. I don't know how you itemize that, but fine. I guess they were DVDs maybe, or like stone pebbles that go across the water and make transitions. Korea. And instant noodles, which I thought was very, very typical.
Why is it typical, bro?
Oh, you needed some water and dun 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 dun. Food.
I'm ashamed of you being my friend right now.
Well, why did he use the poop?
For farming.
Okay.
Because, you know, fertilizer is more expensive.
Okay.
You know.
That makes sense. Human poop is always going to be around.
I mean, either that or the farmer could just be like, hey, kids, don't use the toilet. Just
shit know, right here.
Just in the field.
In my hands. Yeah.
I was watching Bronson. Remember that scene in Bronson?
I didn't watch all of Bronson.
Oh, man. It was a scene where, you know, they sent Bronson to the crazy institution.
Oh, shit.
It was a dude that shat in his hand. I had to use past tense.
Yeah, you did.
He shit in his hand.
They used the negative.
And I did. And he looked at it, and he started, like picking at it.
It's like just a peanut.
You know, and Bronson, you know, he's not crazy. He's crazy, but he's, like, not super crazy.
Dude, you know Bill Romanowski used to do that?
Shit in his hand?
No. He used to analyze all his poop. He used to pick out and see what was in it. Yeah.
I'm sitting with a shocked look on my face right now.
Yeah, like, no, that's not blood. Nope. That's tissue paper.
It's not a fingernail. You know how you pick your fingernail?
Oh.
What's that? You're like, oh, man, that's...
It's waste. It's like bad food and shit. It's like the undigestible. That's what it is, right?
That's just as bad as those scientists who have to examine farts. You do need to smell them. Like, that's actually a science to that.
That's rosy.
Just to figure out what's in people's... How gases react to
your asshole. Like, that one smells like a roach.
Or, like, how they collect... how they collect baby pampers, you know?
It was a guy we did a story about a while back. He was breaking to people's houses just to steal soil pampers. Yep. I just
so this
that.
Is a fetish of this guy?
I hope so.
Is it, like, research he's doing? Or is it just
no, fetish? He's just criminal. Just criminal. It's like, I need to masturbate in it. Gonna make a s'mores. That's disgusting.
I'm sorry, speaking of masturbation.
Okay, Fat Master J. Fat Master T.
I was watching a movie called College. It was with the guy Drake Bell from Drake and Josh or whatever. Don't ask what I was watching. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you must have a serious assignment. I look at the Facebook. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, homie?
It was like 2, 3 o'clock. But yeah, and these guys were high schoolers, you know, going on those little hour trips, you know, to college tours or whatever.
Yeah.
And they stayed overnight or whatever.
Splash.
And one kid was roomed with this guy who used to violently masturbate. I mean violently.
I'm using my dick like it owes me money.
He's on the top bunk jumping up and down, making all types of noise.
Like, what the fuck?
I know his hand was hurting tonight.
Dude, that arm was very full. You know what he looked like? He looked like Freddy Rodriguez from Lady in the Water. Seriously, that had to be a masturbatory reference, right? Right? And he's like, he's only lifting weights for that one arm. I was like, yeah, okay. He's like Crank from freaking The Big Hit. Bokeem Woodbine's character.
Crunch.
You remember that guy?
And you have to.
Yes, I do. Right, I do. It's Everlast, too.
A wrist worker.
So I can do it longer. Everlast. Finishing not soon, maybe?
I'm going to use that as dirt on you.
Well, I've already said it. Masturbating since day one. No, let's see.
Technically, you have. Before you came out the womb.
I don't even need to know the rest of that.
I'm just saying. Baby player, dead ball.
I know the name said. That was it.
That's all I'm saying.
That was it.
They got evidence that we played without Jimmy Johnson's.
Jimmy Johnson was a coach.
He got two dick names.
He does.
Jimmy Johnson.
He does.
Jimmy Johnson.
Damn. Huh. Good enough.
Just letting you know.
Good enough. Jack Johnson too, if you think about it.
But Jimmy's funny.
It is. Come on. And the fact that his hair is perfect.
And he endorses Inzaghi. Remember? Yeah.
I put the paper down.
He endorses Inzaghi.
He's like, sometimes you just gotta masturbate longer. They said skinny jeans were also one of the popular items because they North Korea recently lifted their fashionable trouser ban.
Is that what the law is called, too?
Too fly, son. Too fly, son.
Fashionable trouser ban?
Yeah. Asians. Come on, speak to your Asians, Jerome Nicaragua.
I'll speak to them one day.
I was about to play a gong and shit.
You will. You will want a gong.
You know what the intro is going to be to this episode? It's going to be bang a gong.
Please don't.
That's going to be the intro to the song. It is this episode. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Speaking of people who have names that are similar to Asians, Stan Lee recently got his star on Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Stan Lee. I just got what you said.
He got a star on the Walk of Fame, right? But guess what? What was his early... You remember all the early Marvel stuff was mainly his work, him and Jack Kirby, right?
Yeah.
You know they're butchering Fantastic Four? They're killing off one of the people.
Why?
It's a rumor.
Be the thing.
It's a rumor. I'm thinking it's either it's going to be, yeah,
it gotta be,
because if you kill off Sue, then it's going to be an all guy sausage fashion. That's right. Just not good. One is a rock dick, one's a flame dick, one's a stretch dick. It's just not good.
I mean, think about it.
Human but it's torches, invisible pussy.
And plus, the Human Torch is what? Fire. What else can you do?
Probably bitch slows it up.
I knew he was going to say that. Something ignorant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's other things. He can do other things. You know how in comic books they have to embellish what you can do if you like.
Yeah, this is true. Well, I mean, Mr. Fantastic ain't all that awesome either. He ain't all that fantastic.
No, if you read some of the comic books, you'd be like, I've never think the stretchy man can do that shit.
Dude, they fought the Mole Man. It's...
No, but Mr. Fantastic does do some fantastic stuff in those comic books. And this motherfucker, he was locked in a cell, man, and he inflated himself, and then...
I can see it, dude. He's like rubber.
Wait. Not only did he blew his breath, and it was like some vibrations, a different frequency, and it broke the whole everything down. Like, what the...
You just nerded all around everywhere.
I did.
They're going to clean up and hit them all, dude. All this nerd, this man-tucking right, nerd nectar.
You're right. I did.
Splash. Fuck.
I know my shit. Thank you.
You know you're high-selling North Korean products. let's see. We got two more stories when we're out of here. Spanishes. I'm going to do Spanishes real quick. Speaking of human torches, you know, dude, there was a story I was reading earlier. It was about this dude that had, like, people over in Puerto Rico, like, for, like, a dinner, and, like, somebdouse just recently got married. Why he doused someone with kerosene and just, like, light bitches on fire? It's like, surprise! Fire!
Maybe he didn't mean to do it.
He meant that shit. How do you douse somebody with kerosene and say, oh, it was a mistake? You don't...
Surprise, like you just said, maybe.
It's like, oh, this can of kerosene kind of blew up and got everyone evenly.
Why would you set somebody on fire? You gotta hate a person to set them on fire. Come on, man. You could have easily shot the person.
See, that's not any of
it. Or stabbed
them. See, that's not muerta.
I hate that word now.
You shouldn't.
I really do.
You should. Yeah, one. They said. I think most everyone was good except for one person, like the wife, the husband that was there. It was a married couple there. She's in like serious condition, but like they haven't said whether they caught the dude yet or whatever. I was like, hey, I was like, that seems like some thriller shit. It's like movie shit, don't it? It's like, who does that?
That's burning hate right there, literally.
Yeah,
like, you have to hit somebody to set them on fire.
Like, come on, baby, light my fire.
Either way,
say it with me.
Do I have to?
Fuego.
You really think he's Spanish, man?
No, but he was, though. That's the point.
Fuego.
And lastly, in this news of how horrible women are.
Are they really that horrible?
This woman is. This woman uses 911 to try to scare her boyfriend into proposing to her and marrying her.
Does she realize she's obviously not going to get married after that?
Yeah, because she thought she was going to spend New Year's in married bliss with a wedding ring, engagement ring, what have you. Instead, she's got handcuffs. Anna Perez, 40 years old. She called 911, what was it, the 2nd of this year, this new year. Happy New Year to everyone. I know we're like 90,000 minutes into the show. Reported that her boyfriend was attacking her. And, you know, that's what the police said. So, officers arrived, and then she changed her story. She called 9- I just called 911 to scare him, to force him to marry me. The cops were pissed. It's like, this is not a good thing. And apparently, the old boyfriend was in the process of breaking up with this lunatic. Who calls to try to get you to... I mean, it's like, you know, you have a shotgun wedding? It's a 9mm weapon. That's what they issued, right?
Yeah.
He's beating me. Help him marry me.
That's just dumb.
That fucked up the marriage in itself, doesn't it? It's almost like the Jason Kidd situation. Because remember when he was married, he beat the shit out of his wife once and he had to go to anger management. And basically after that, she was like, well, you know, we get into an argument. I'm calling and saying you beat me every time, even if it's not happening. That's what's going to happen here.
He shouldn't have put his hands on her then. She got the upper hand.
He got rid of that bitch. He was like, He filed for divorce. He was like, yeah, she was just cruel to me. I had anger management. I was wrong.
And then he got Misty Mae, though.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he?
I think so. No.
No, I know he didn't. But if you saw them at the Olympics, they were too close.
Well, I know he just got married. That's the only thing I know.
I
know his kid got some big fucking heads.
You can read between the lines when they're at the Olympics. Like, she had a tattoo of his number on her back. Like,
really?
And they were like, yeah, her and Jason Kidd are close. You know how the commentators, they insinuate, but they don't go too deep into it.
Do you think it's truth to the whole Cheryl Swoops being attracted to Michael Jordan thing? Before she became gay, of course. Like, she couldn't have him, so she was just like, I just need deep pussy.
It could be it.
Because you know she named it Cheryl Jordan, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible. I've seen crazy.
I need to find a chick who just like, I need to name Rob Lee. That's going to be a first name, Rob Lee. Like, hyphenated.
You've seen crazy. Come on.
Yeah. Like, I saw this dude with a tattoo over his mustache earlier that said, fuck my baby's mamas. And there was another one I had when I said, what was it? Bitches love it.
Stupid tattoos. That's just like that dude who got Louis Vuitton pattern tattoo
on his head. On Bama Fi Bama. Yeah.
That's stupid.
Like, you know, the thing is, you gotta be simple. Like I said before, and you said it too. You know, you got the Pac-Man and shit, and I got the fucking baseball stitch. That's all you need. That's all you need. And it's like, you don't need Louis Vuitton.
No.
They ain't paying my bills.
Nope.
But Major League Baseball is.
It's like ad space.
It's a huge ad that goes there.
It's so bad.
That's like, this is a dirty ad. Yes, it is. You want to shave that ad? Nope.
You want to shave?
So, what kind of shout outs you got? You got people.
Shout outs.
Thug, Nay, X.
I was just shouting everybody that
Z.
I thought deserved a shout out. Lee Scholar, you know, of course.
You know, it is a new year, so, you gotta...
Oh, am I supposed to say Happy New Year?
I already said Happy New Year.
Am I supposed to say that? I'm forced to say Happy New Year to people?
No, nigga, you're not. No. I say have a bad New Year. I say Sad New Year. After you say Sad New Year, that's going to be a new thing. I'm just coining it. Sad New Year, everyone.
Did we say Feliz Navidad already?
Yeah, that's Christmas, motherfucker.
Oh, damn. I thought it meant Happy
Feliz Año Nuevo. Yeah.
I'm not even going to go to you for your Spanish insight.
That's actual. That's an accurate.
Spanish. You're not Spanish.
Well, shit, I'm Spanish right now.
I'm just going to black people.
What?
Just, I don't know.
All we like is chicken.
Shout out to, you know, the 18, of course. 18.
Templeton Pack.
Lee Scholar.
He takes rap serious. You know, I'm going to do your Rudy. I'm going to do your dubs for you. That's real nigga shit. Kalubanon. what else?
We want a shout out.
Yambag Records.
It's not an actual label.
It is. No, you know what? I want to shout out the Knights of Misogyny. That new album, Shut Your Mouth and Open Your Legs, it's a hit. It's a 10 out of 10. The lead single on that dude is called Back of My Hand, Side of Your Face. It's a really good song.
What? That's a pimp slap.
Yeah. Knights of Misogyny, dude. It's like the back of my hand, the side of your face. It's great. It's a good song.
Let me shout that out.
It's a good song.
In fact, you already did it.
Yeah.
Who else, man? I know we stay missing people. I know we missed people.
I don't want to shout out Rudy.
All the listeners.
I don't shout out Rudy at all. He gets a double shout out for this episode. Shout out to Rudy. Real talk, son. Fuck him. He don't listen.
Shout out to all the listeners.
Yeah, all three. And the new website. We haven't mentioned anything.
Oh,
fucking yeah. Yo, we got a new website up, baby. New website for that ass. MTRthenetwork.com. Everything is on there. All the old podcasts, all the shows, Operation Burn One, Horrible Universe, the one shots we're doing, and shit that I think's funny.
Just check it out.
Buy a fucking shirt, you cheap bastards. It's just not cheap.
It's not a depression anymore.
Podcast ain't that free. Podcast ain't that free. That's all I gotta say. Don't be a jerk ass.
And we ain't balling like that.
Nah. So. We'll make no money off the shirts. It goes right back into the show.
Exactly right.
And believe me, ain't much going into the show. But we're going to keep it free and keep it to you guys if you out there listening. So thanks for listening.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends, tell your enemies.
Tell everybody.
Yeah, even tell the dogs. Even your dogs that will run away if you're 70 years old, walk like a mummy.
That was the funniest thing ever.
And on that note, for Rob and Jeff Bridges.
Oh, God. It's Torn. Torn, not Jeff Bridges. Not Tron.
Torn, don't call me Tron. Torn. This is Rocket. Walk it up. So stupid. We'll be right back.